It is time to party. Let's celebrate. We all deserve a party, especially now more than ever. There is nothing like a good party to just make you feel good both inside and out. Good people, good food, good music, good times. A party that's so spectacular, a party that is so awesome that you still remember it years later. I'm talking about a good party. Not a good party, but a good party that you feel down to your bones. You know what I'm talking about? So with that being said, here's the setup. Listen, it is World Cookout Festival Day, and you've made it to the championship round. Congratulations. Now, each final contestant, and you are a final contestant, has been asked to have the DJ play one song. The question is, since you can only play one song, you got two choices. It's either going to be an old school ballad or classic funk. For the win, which one song can bring the entire cookout together in a unified vibe? For the win. So who you got? Are you team ballad or are you team classic funk? Who you got? Let's go. This is Stephanie, and welcome to Audio Oasis Storytelling Podcast, a place where you can stop by, listen, think, laugh, but most importantly, rest. Please share this podcast with anyone who could use a restful storytelling escape. Thanks so much for stopping by. And now, on to our story. Now, I must confess, I am a self-proclaimed old-school music head. I love the sounds of the 70s and the 80s with a little bit of 60s mixed in. But my sweet spot is right in the 70s and the 80s. Why? The music. The musicality. The instruments. The singers. Now, back then, in the 70s and the 80s, or music from that era, singers were not singers. They were singers. That's how they say it in my community. When you can sing, that's nice. But when you can sing with an A, that is one of the highest compliments you can be paid as a vocalist. Old school soul from the 70s and the 80s. There's just something about the authenticity of it. You know, singers sang, or singers sang from the heart, from the soul, from the guts. And they did it with no frills. No auto-tune, no nothing. They just got in the booth, flat foot, head back, full throat, and sang. They sang about love and loss, triumph and overcoming, intimacy, happiness, victory. You know how they always say soul food sticks, or good home cooking sticks to your ribs and just fills you up? I'd like to think that that is the same for old school, great old school soul music. It sticks to your vocal ribs, you know, and it fills you up. Why is that? I don't know. I just know that it fills me up and it makes me feel so good. Not only people like me, but people who are now discovering the magic, the majesty of old school soul music. We said at the top of the episode that this is a competition. This is a world-level galactic cookout competition. And you have made it to the championship round. Your food is good. Your food is tight. Decor is tight. Guests are happy. The space is fantastic. So it all comes down to the music to put a bow on this magnificent event. And now, we're down to the master stroke, the music. And it comes down to only two types of old school music. For the win, for the kill shot, to take home the world level trophy. You can only pick one song, just one song. You got an old school ballad on one side and you got classic funk on the other. Choose wisely. You gotta choose wisely. So, with that being said, which way would you go? Which way, because there's only one choice, is the final song of the night? Is the final song that sends everyone away feeling the best, that they've ever felt in a while. Do you go with the ballot? Let's talk about ballots, because ballots are powerful. Ballots make us feel things that we cannot otherwise verbalize. Sometimes the words really do get in the way. Shout out to Gloria Estefan, but that's another story. Sometimes you simply cannot vocalize yourself, what's in your heart. Oh, a good ballad can say what you cannot. Why is that so? Well, there are ballads about love and loss, hope, tragedy, overcoming, victory, and so much more. Lots of ballads about passion. And sometimes when you can't say it, a good ballad will step in, kick the door in of your heart, and make you listen to what the other person simply cannot vocalize. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that amazing that the lyrics and the words of a song can perfectly capture between the marriage of the melody and the words can say what a person simply is unable to. That's the power, in my opinion, that's the power of a good song. And that's why I love old school ballads. That is the stroke of a master, because they can take a very complex concept, boil it down to its very essence in simplicity. And that simple phrase says so much. There we have it, the old school ballad. How do you think an old school ballad would do as the final selection? We'll see. We'll see. Because if the old school ballad is chosen as the final selection for the win, it can bring everyone together in harmony. It can bring everyone together to sit or stand and ponder and think and reflect and commune and connect. Join together and think about the good things. Think about how far we've come. Think about how far we will go together as a community, as a team, as a nation, as a people. A good, good ballad can stay with you, can console you, can come to you in times of need, can come to you when you're all alone and you just need something. You need something to soothe your wounded spirit as a balm, something. A good ballad can do that. Doesn't matter if you can sing. Doesn't matter if you can't sing. You are being sung to. And a good ballad in a pinch, or even not a pinch, when you're just feeling the need to be filled up with vocal majesty, a good ballad will do that. Yes, it will. So there's the argument for choosing an old school ballad as the final selection to bring the cookout together as one. Now let's talk about the other choice, classic funk. Here we go. Now, don't mess with funk. And when I say funk, I mean F-U-N-K, funk. Don't mess with the funk, okay? Funk is not to be toyed with, because classic funk, I mean real, honest to good, old school funk, is not for play. Funk has the ability to make you move your body in rhythm when you absolutely don't want to, because it gets inside of you. It gets in your bones. And doesn't matter if you have rhythm, you don't have rhythm, if you're on the beat, if you're off the beat, when a good funk song comes on, you have no choice but to get out there and move. I dare say it is probably, now, you know, because there are exceptions, if you can hear, if you have the ability to hear, it is probably impossible to hear one of the best classic old school funk songs and not move one part of your body. Even if you stay completely still, your toes are wiggling inside your shoes. You're even blinking to the beat, because there is a power in the F-U-N-K. There is power in funk. The other thing I like about funk is that it brings people together in a different way. It's messy. See, now the ballad is elegant. The ballad is elegant. And there's a time for elegance in communal gathering, elegance in community, pulling people together. Funk is not that. Funk is gloriously messy. Okay? When the funk hits, in a song, when a great song with a good groove and the percussion gets in you, there will be perspiration. You will glow. No, forget that. You're going to sweat. And you are going to sweat and release whatever it is that has been holding you back. Whatever shackles have had you in their iron grip, baby, when the funk comes on and when the beat drops, oh, it's time to let that go. And if the funk is as powerful as we know, or I know, and those of us listening know what I'm talking about, if the funk is as powerful as I know it can be, the shoes also come off. Oh, the shoes come off. Because when you have to drop, when you have to drop into that dance position, you know the one I'm talking about. I'm not going to say anymore. When you have to drop into that, baby, you need to be anchored on the dance floor. You need to get into that position so your body can be angled just so. So a specific part of your body, that part, yes, can be angled just so, so that you can move that part of your body, men and women, don't try me. You can move that part of your body angled just so to the beat. Good old fashioned funk. So you got the funk. You are out there giving it a workout, depending on where you are. Now, this is a cookout. This is a cookout. So it is made and created for comfort. So the funk just dropped. The beat, the music, the funk just dropped. You are moving on to the dance floor. In fact, you might be just dancing where you are as you fix your plate, because that's how powerful the funk is. The funk, good music funk, will have you moving and grooving as you fix your plate at the cookout. Good funk will have you dancing in the line as you wait for your beverage. When funk from a good song wants you, it's brutal in the acquisition. It will overtake you, and you must surrender. I think that there are three levels. Level one is when you hear the intro. We've all been there. You think that your song is playing. It's a funk song, and it's a song that you love, and it's a classic funk song from back in the day. Old school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. You hear the intro. Sometimes you don't even need to hear the intro. You just hear the bass line. It's so ingrained in us. We can just hear the first opening chords, not even vocals, just the opening chords of the bass line. And we know, here we go. Let me put everything down, because they just dropped this. No, he did not. He just put this song. Okay. Let me just get out of these shoes, because I'm about to go off. You hear the bass line. Okay. So that's phase one. Funk is coming. Just like in The Wire. Oh my, coming. Funk is coming. Are you ready? Funk is coming. Phase two. You try to figure out, okay, I have to dance, but how am I going to move to this? So you got to make a decision, because depending on how thirsty you are for the funk and how long it's been, that will determine which way you move. So phase two, how am I gonna move? Classy, or am I gonna get it in? Okay. And third, phase three, once you've determined A, the funk is in you, your brain has communicated that. Two, how am I gonna move? Keep it classy or drop it? Three, after that, complete and utter surrender. Then the time comes for you to make your move. Funk is calling and reverence must be paid. As you position yourself on the dance floor, you prepare to release whatever it is that's shackling you. Now's the time for you to let it go, release it, and give yourself over to the glory that is funk. Now, funk can't help you if you don't allow it to. That's why it was created. Dancing will have you feeling a whole lot better. So now that we've given both arguments, the ballad versus the funk, as a choice, only one choice for the win, who you got? Who would you choose if you were in this position? Which song would you have the DJ play so that you could take home the prize of world champion and send everyone home thankful for the choice that you made in making everybody happy and bringing them all together, every single person in a unified vibe? Which one would you choose? Oh, me? You want to know who I would choose? Oh, no problem. Listen, without question, you know for a fact I'm gonna go with it.
Thank you for listening to Audio Oasis Storytelling. We appreciate you taking the time to stop by and hope that you had a moment of blissful escape. Have you subscribed yet? Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at AO_storytelling. Until the next time, safe travels and be well.